Good morning, podcasters. Good morning, Facebook. How are you today? Good morning, YouTube. Coffee's always good for what ails you. So today, day 13, welcome. Friday the 13th. I think it's one of the most powerful days that we can go. Because, you know, if the enemy's going to make a big deal out of it, it must be a big deal. So, just going to say, today is a day of great blessing. It's not a day of curses. It's a day of great blessing. A lot of people don't like the number 13. That was my number in college. That was my number on the baseball field and the football that when I played in high school and college. Anyway, here we go. Today is day 13. Like I said, you can get these books. Okay, you can get these books at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. You can get to me, tomandsarahministries@gmail.com. And this will include $25 to get you both books from me, and it includes shipping. So there you go. I have no idea what handling is. I don't know why. Shipping and handling, I have no idea what that is. Anyway, that's what we got. Today is going to be a challenge for you because you're going to really go after this. If you really desire God to touch you, if you really desire God to heal you, if you really desire God to use you in the gift of healing, it's only one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. There's many more, but the nine that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12. If you want to practice it, what's the word? You know, if you're going to get proficient in something, you got to practice it. I woke up with a frog in my throat. I humbly apologize to you. excuse me. So here I am. Practice it. I'm not going to say practice it in the flesh. Practice it in the spirit. In other words, spend time with Jesus. Spend time with Jesus. Get to know what he's like. Get to know his character. Okay? And then give it out. Spend time with him and you will be able to dish it out, to give out the kingdom. Freely you've received of the kingdom, freely give. Matthew chapter 6:33. Seek first. Desire primarily, go after the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Go after God. God wants you to go after him. Run after him. Show him to people from the time you spend with him. Okay? You spend time with God, you'll look like him, you'll act like him. All right? And I'm not talking about going to church every Sunday, although that's important. And I'm not talking about doing a devotion just to have a devotion. Just to spend, you know, but spend time in the Word, meditate in his Word day and night that you may prosper in all you do. You'll have great success. All right? That's what's going to happen. Spend time with Jesus and you will be like him. Another couple books. W.C. Stevens wrote a book, Jesus, Our Healer. And F.F. Bosworth wrote a book, Christ the Healer. And those books are also important for you to read. All right. You got to know the will of God. Today, we're talking about where does faith come from for healing? You have to know the will of God. All right? It is God's will to heal some. Okay? You have to understand that if it is God's will to heal just some, then we have no basis for faith. You're going to have to look, am I one of the special people? All right? Appropriating faith is to believe not only God can, but that he will. Not only do you believe that God can, everybody knows God can heal me. I hear that all the time. God can heal me. God can heal you. Yes, God can. But I want to tell you, go one step further and say, God will heal you. It's in the Word. It's in the Bible. Jesus said it. I remember the bumper sticker. Jesus said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, the fact of the matter is, Jesus said it and says it, and that settles it whether you believe it or not. God wills to heal. And to only believe that he will heal just some and not all is really giving you a no basis for faith. All right? We're going to get into some of this a little bit later. You can't believe, to appropriate faith, the prayer of faith says, not only can God do this, but God wills to do this. It's his will to do it. You know, when somebody perishes and they have a will, okay, they have the last will and testament. My father made one when he passed. Many people, they have a last will and testament. I personally have a living will. All right. So if something should happen to me, I've already have one done. All right. I'm not planning on dying for another 50 years, but it is what it is. All right. So the testament, to know the will of God, you have to read his will. You have to understand his will. To know his will, you must read the will. Now, the word testament is translated the word will. Last will and testament. Last testament of so-and-so. It is a testament. All right? To know the will, you must read the will. To know what's God's desire, you have to read what's in the testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Testament actually means will. So, like a will. So, you have to read it. You have to study it. You have to make it most of your life. You have to make it your life. God promises in Exodus 15. And when God makes a promise, it is settled in heaven. It is already settled. I'm promising it, therefore it is settled. And it's a never-changing fact that God is the one who heals. Read it in Exodus 15. I am the Lord that heals you. Remember, he's putting all these plagues upon Egypt because of how they treated Israel. Okay? You know? You treat God's people bad, guess what happens? You're going to have stuff happen to you. That's why David says in the Psalms, he says, do not touch God's anointed nor do his prophets any harm. These are God's ambassadors. That's why it is really, really a sketchy thing when somebody talks bad about the pastor, talks bad about the evangelist, talks bad about the apostle, prophet, teachers, godly teachers. I'm not talking about teachers in the public school. I'm talking about godly teachers. You talk bad about them, you're facing God. Romans says, who are you to judge the servant of another man? Who are you? You have to understand that God is pouring out his Holy Spirit upon people, and that's what they are. They are people. So I don't care if you agree with them or not. If they're speaking heresy, get out. Don't be a part of it. And somebody comes up to you and says something that's heresy, you can refute them. But the thing is, I never touch another ministry. I never touch another one of God's people, God's anointed ones. I was a pastor. I never speak bad about pastors. I may not agree with them, but I never speak bad about them. God says here in his promise in Exodus 15, I am the Lord that heals. Not I was, or I may be, or I will. I am the Lord who heals. And you remember Moses when he lifted the serpent in the wilderness. Those people who had that plague of serpents were healed. If they were bitten by a serpent, all they had to do was look upon the serpent on that stick, and they were healed. It was an act of faith. So if you're sick today and you need healing, what do you have to do? You have to look upon Jesus on the cross, his blood shed for your healing, and you will be healed. To say that God does not heal everybody, it turns God from I am who I am to the God who was. And my Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it's his will to heal yesterday, it's his will to heal today, and it will be his will to heal tomorrow. And he wants to heal all. Exodus 15 is the promise from God, I am the Lord who heals, leaves no doubt that God heals all. There should be no doubt that God heals everybody from all diseases. There's no disease that is more powerful than God. In Psalm 86, David says, God is merciful to all those who call upon him. Do you think that God's going to withhold mercy from you if you call upon him? The Bible says, call upon the Lord and he will answer. Call upon the Lord when he is near. Seek him. If you seek him with all your heart, he will be found by you. Call upon the Lord. That's why it's okay to pray for the unsaved. Because you're leading them to Jesus. You're not leading them to you. And it used to be, this is really funny, it used to be that you needed a medical license in order to pray for the sick. If somebody got healed and you prayed for them, you needed a medical license. John Alexander Dowie, back in the late 1800s, he went ahead and he fought that in court and won. That the ministry of healing is God's, and God wants to heal everybody. Through everybody. Hear me now, not just one or two people. I remember the old days, they had the people sitting in the chair, they had the preacher sitting in the chair, and the sick people would come in front, and the preacher would pray for them. Doesn't have to happen that way anymore. God's not going to use one specific person. He does. But he doesn't have to use one specific person. I can go down the list. Amy Semple McPherson. John G. Lake. All these guys. Oral Roberts. A.A. Allen. Catherine Coleman. Benny Hinn. You can go to see all of them. And they were ones specifically that people travel hundreds of miles, sometimes thousands of miles, to go and see for their healing. You don't have to do that anymore. All you have to do to be a vessel, to be an ambassador, is spend time with Jesus. Spend time with him and seek his face and go after him. And then his anointing comes upon you. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And how do you get the Spirit of the Lord upon you, in you, and through you? By spending time with God. Prayer, fasting, reading, studying, meditating in the Word. That's how you do it. Worship. Spend time with him. Catherine Coleman's favorite song was Hallelujah. She sang it almost virtually every meeting the presence of God would come. She was not that great of a singer. The Bible says that God is merciful to those who call upon him. All you have to do is call upon him. Now, you may not have people around you that are dealing in healing ministry or even in the ministry. Maybe you're by yourself, you're secluded. You know, you're up in the hills somewhere. But you can still have God heal you. And you can still pray for people to be healed. Jeremiah says, heal me and I will be healed. You can pray and you can go for this. That's what this challenge is all about. It's not about just information. It's about giving you weapons, so to speak, giving you weapons against sickness so that you can go and pray for the sick regularly. And again, this is just one instrument in the whole orchestra of instruments that God uses to lead people to Jesus. John Wimber, back in the early 80s, he had a whole ministry called Signs and Wonders and Church Growth. And he was talking about power evangelism. That's what this is. And I'm going to share this. I shared it before. I'll share it again. There was a Muslim guy that came up to me, and he was working for me. And I was the manager, actually. He wasn't working. He was working on my shift, and I was managing him. Hurt his leg. Well, I hate paperwork. So I said, listen, you believe that Jesus heals. I believe that Jesus heals. Well, can I pray for you? And he said, yes. So I prayed for him, and God healed his leg. And I told him that it was Jesus that healed him. I was just the conduit. I was just the person that Jesus used to heal. The Bible also says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you're going to eat its fruit. If you want life, you got to speak life. If you want death, you're going to speak death. I think it was Marilyn Hickey that said, what you think is what you say, and that is the world that you create. We are creative beings. So think the right thoughts. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And understand that it is God's will to heal everybody of every disease. Now, what happens in the next 10 minutes, we're going to talk about this. What happens if there's no miracle at the moment? I know a pastor friend of mine, his son has a hearing deficit. Can't hear very well. He needs hearing aids and all that. He's been praying for 40 years for his son to be healed. Son hasn't been healed yet. He was in a meeting, and 85 people were healed of deafness, 82 of them within a few moments of each other. And yet his son still needs hearing aids. So he says, Jesus, we're one step closer to his healing. You cannot hold God in deficit because you don't receive the miracle at that moment. You keep trusting him. Now, you're believing God for this thing, all right? And you're spending time and you're pleading with him. God gives you this thing. 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 But this one thing you're struggling with, don't blame him. He's the creator of the universe. He does, according to Psalm, I think it's 115, He does as he desires. And he is healing you, but the problem is that we expect a miracle at that moment. Don't hold God in contempt against his promises. All of God's promises are yes. And he's just waiting for our amen. He's waiting for our so be it. Mary, when the Holy Spirit came upon her, she said, "Let it be done to me according to your word." That's the attitude that we need. Let it be done to me according to your word. And then once you pray, "God, come and heal me," once that's been established and you've been praying it, then you start thanking him for the healing, even though you don't see it. That's faith. You have more faith in your chair not to crumble underneath you than you do in Jesus and his word. Jesus said, When I return, will I find faith on the earth?" The Bible says, when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? Keith Green wrote a great song. You know, when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? I hope so. That's my desire. Well, when he comes to earth and he sees me, he's going to find faith. I believe that he's going to be there. He is coming back, yes. But I also believe that he is healing people right now. I believe that he's healing right now, and he wants to heal you. And again, this is one instrument in a whole orchestra of instruments that God uses to bring people to him. You know, the problem is that we don't see. The problem is that God's not a tangible person that you touch. Oh, you get his presence, and that feels tangible. But if people were to come up to me, they'd be able to touch my shoulders. They'd be able to touch my back, whatever. But God is invisible. But he is just as much there. He's just as much there as the chef you never see in the restaurant who prepares your food. You can't hold God in contempt. What you have to do is come to him and thank him and continually say, "Let it be done to me as you have willed it to be." You know, I've been contending for a young lady who has heart issues. She's in her 30s. She has heart issues. Where is the body of Christ? Let it be done to her as you said it would be. The Bible also says that his word does not return back to him without accomplishing what it set out to do. So if God said it, it's going to be accomplished. It's going to be accomplished. Doesn't have a choice. It's going to be accomplished. Now, I don't hold God in contempt. I don't hold him in contempt if I don't see an answer to my prayer at that moment. I just know that God is healing, plural. I just know that God heals, and he's going to heal, and he's going to continually heal. That's who he is. That's one of the redemptive names of Jesus that cannot be turned. That's one of the names that Jesus said, "Ask anything in my name." That's one of his characteristics, and he will do it. Okay? You have every right to call him out humbly, but But you have every right to call him out and say, Jesus, your word says. Your word says. I remember we had a lady that came. I was starting a church in Long Beach, Washington. And we had a lady that came to the church. And it's unfortunate, but she had been suffering from cancer, bone cancer, for 10 years. And God started to heal her. She started to get better. And then she had a bad day. And what happened was she finally gave up. She says, I don't want to do this anymore. And when you give up, that's what happens. Got to fight the good fight. My parents both died of cancer. Praise God, they were both born again. Yesterday was their anniversary. I'm telling you this because I love you guys. Okay? Go get it. Nike slogan, just do it. Well, I don't know if I have enough faith to heal somebody, to see somebody get healed. Well, Jesus has enough faith to see people get healed. Remember, you're not telling people or doing things that are just for you. You're doing these things in the name of Jesus. You are his ambassador. And therefore, as his ambassador, you have his authority. And his authority was given to you. I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom. What are the keys of the kingdom? Matthew chapter 10. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Set people free from demon possession. All that stuff. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. How Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good and healing all who were afflicted of the devil. Your battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers in the air. And you have to remember that the mind of this world is at enmity with the Lord, but you have the mind of Christ. Christ's mind is, I want to heal. My desire is to heal. I will heal all. I will die for all. There are promises that you can take. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That cleansing part is dealing with the body, dealing with the soul, the reason why we sin. He bore our sickness. He took it upon himself. Why would he give it back to you? If he took it upon himself, why would he give it back to you? Don't question him. Don't blame him. Just go after him. Well, and you see somebody receiving what it is that you need, thank him. And say, I'm one step closer. I'm one step closer. I'm praying for a man now who has, I don't know if it's prostate cancer, colon cancer, but he's been struggling in post-surgery. That's not happening. That doesn't happen in heaven. It shouldn't happen in his body. One step closer. And I know another man who was healed of prostate cancer. So this other guy is one step closer now. My goal is that all, my goal is that everybody I pray for will be healed. And it's got to be yours too. This is a challenge for you. Go get it. Many people, they pray for hundreds of people before they see one healed. What makes you any different? Todd White prayed for 99 people before he saw the first person get healed. Spend time with him. Believe that he will heal. And then pray for healing. Okay. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me. Again, my two books, $25 if you get them from me. That includes shipping, From Breakdown to Breakthrough, SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. Well, God bless you today. And just go get it. Practice it on somebody. The worst thing that can happen is nothing. But nothing is nothing. There is nothing that won't happen when you pray, especially for healing. And introduce people to Jesus. That's all it is. All right. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Today is, we're beginning revival in Fairbanks. I'm going to start a hashtag, Revival Fairbanks, or Fairbanks Revival, something like that. And we're going to see things happening there. We're going to see God moving in this city. I believe that suicide is going to leave. I believe that alcoholism is going to die. I believe that that the presence of God is going to be here, and people are going to travel thousands of miles just to be here to get the part of the presence of God. Can you imagine minus 60 degrees and people are coming to Fairbanks to people are coming to Fairbanks. That's funny. People are coming to Fairbanks to get the presence of God. Anyway, well, God bless you guys. You have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same channel. And, just share it with your friends. Tell people that God is here. And they can learn. And if you haven't, if you happen to miss a couple of them, they're all being saved anyway. So God bless you. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Hallelujah. You guys are good.